Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. Today on The Ether, Poppin' Puffins hosts Acorn and NFT Tree Staking with Algo Nuts and Angel Alliance. Let's take a listen.
All right. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everyone. How's everyone today?
Doing great. What's poppin', Puffins?
Yeah, doing well.
Just poppin'. Just popped open a bottle of Chardonnay because it's 8:30 p.m. here in Spain where I am, so everyone else can join along, even if it's breakfast.
Yeah, it's 2:30 p.m. for me right now, but you're giving me ideas.
I think that's the threshold time. I think 2:30 p.m. when the sun is on its way down, you're allowed to have a nice glass of Chardonnay. Cool. So that's great. We got HR in the house, our VP of Auctionization, Organiz Auction. Awesome. We got Angel Protocol here today, returning the favor from their space last week, which was awesome. The project update. How you doing, Angel?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here.
Cool. Get some more faces into the chat. Yeah, this will be really fun. So this is part of our Acorn Algo Squirrel Tribute Week, and we just want to dedicate this space not to the Puffins, although we're front and center. We want to showcase Algo Squirrels, Algo Nuts, Acorns, and NF Trees, and all the interesting things going on with one of the OG Algo projects, and kind of want to dig in a bit today and just clarify what's going on, where their project is headed, where they came from, and also what it means for Puffins to be part of their network, which we announced this week that we're going to be part of their NF Trees cohort, which is pretty awesome. And we'll kind of go over what that means, because the Puffins will get some benefits there. And hopefully also talk about the mission behind Angel and Acorns and the Puffins as well, because we're always trying to do things with charity. And I guess that's a really cool connection that I guess we were able to bridge with Angel and Acorn and bring them together and hopefully onboard charities to accept Algo. So lots of, Algo users can donate in the future using Algorand. So cool. A lot of stuff to talk about. Let's see if we can get a few more people in. I don't know, HR, if you wanted to add anything. Did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I mean, this is just one of the things that's so important to us as a project, even with switching ecosystems, is we keep finding so many amazing people to work with just in the cryptocurrency space as it is. And so, this was a natural fit for these two groups, but we're continuing to support all of our Xterra family and all the new Algorand people we're meeting and just continuing to make these introductions. I mean, you had a great meeting this morning with Screena or Terra Movie Club as well. Mm. Just continuing to work forward and build all of these projects together. It's so great.
Yeah, that's true. We're just always kind of hooking up with the old Terra projects to see what they've been up to. And it's always interesting. Some have moved to Polygon, a few came to Algorand, others moved to Cosmos. And I feel like in the future, like just being able to have those connections on different chains is probably going to be the norm. And it feels good to see all those projects develop and keep growing, and the ones that didn't disappear. So cool. Let's get started. I guess we're also giving away some whitelist spaces and some Algo Squirrel, Pixel Squirrels, the Pixel Squirrel NFTs. We have a bunch of those that we minted and that we also swept off the floor. So we want to give a few away today. I think we wanted to give away like a couple NFTs and like five whitelist spots. So there's only seven people here. I guess you have a pretty good shot at getting one of those prizes. So let's open things up. We'll have some more people stumble in, I'm sure. So
and this is recorded, right? Because I know it's the middle of the day in States, so a lot of people are working, but I definitely know the Acorn community looks forward to catching up on the space since it's recorded.
Good call.
Yep, it's definitely being recorded, and then typically our friends Terra Spaces will edit and put all this up on podcast for eternity on their podcast site. So plenty of opportunities for people to be able to listen later.
Hi, my mom. Just in case she listens at some point.
Cool. Hi, Algo Nuts mom. Sure, she appreciates the call out. Great. So being recorded, let's get into it. So yeah, Algo Nuts. Maybe you can. I guess we've spoken before, and maybe people are familiar with the story, but I feel like it's a good place to start, like, because you're one of the OG projects on Algorand, and you were one of the projects that we spoke to at the very beginning when we were looking for a new home, and it was really comforting, and it was just a great connection, because talking to you just, like, made us feel good about coming to Algorand, so that was really awesome, so thanks again for that, and yeah, just tell us, like, where did you get started on Algorand, and How did you create Algo Nuts, and I guess how did it evolve from your initial idea? Because that was always interesting when you told me that story.
Yeah, sure thing. It is a pretty neat story, because it didn't start with the idea of what it would ultimately develop into. So I joined the cryptocurrency space kind of early 2021 as more of a serious investor, kind of following the whole GameStop thing. I wanted to kind of find a way to increase my income and cash flows, and kind of coming in the space unbiased or loyal to a particular chain. I was really attracted to Algorand just through the technology and the team, and some of the partnerships that they had was extremely impressive. So I kind of was born in Algo Maxi, I'd say, when I entered the cryptocurrency space. I forgot what my Twitter name was originally, actually, but I changed it to Algo Squirrel as a metaphor for the virtues of staking your algo. I mean, we're kind of in a crypto winter now, so through the winter, so you're prepared for when all the fireworks happen. So it was maybe in May, or a little bit earlier. That's when people started to realize, oh wow, like, it's really easy to mint an ASA, mint an NFT. So I kind of had this idea, well, I'm Algo Squirrel. I've got, 200 friends or followers or whatever I've built a relationship with on Twitter. Well, wouldn't it be fun if I submitted a token called Acorn or Algo Nuts, in line with the whole squirrel shtick, and just kind of give it out to friends as a token of my appreciation for the relationships we've built in the community. Well, for somehow, some way, the kind of the Google form that people would sign up on, it went viral, and I think there's maybe close to 3,000 retweets on it. There's 17,000 submissions. Definitely some duplicates. Some people put their MetaMask wallet in. But it boiled down to being, at that time, I think it was it was almost the largest airdrop in Algo history at the time. It was, or it was at the time. Then I believe it was beat out by Yieldly shortly after with their whole week four thing in terms of unique wallets. So something that kind of just started like super like organic token of my appreciation to the community. All of a sudden, it's like, you know, holy smokes, we have some traction. We have something interesting here. Let's figure out how to actually give, you know, some sort of like, you know, value or sustainability to the token. While I was navigating that, the NFT scene.
Can you adjust?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's better.
Is that where did you lose me?
I guess you were talking about the airdrop, after that it just went a little quiet.
Oh, so the airdrop ended up being a lot larger than expected, and wanted to figure out how do we actually turn this into something, because it felt like there was a lot of community interest and momentum behind it. So kind of in the meanwhile, NFTs started to get a little bit more popular on Algorand, and kind of the first like big NFT collection I got into pretty early was the Yieldlings, and just loved the community. I loved the fact that I'd come back the next day and my bird was worth more than the last day. I thought that was pretty neat. So that was kind of my first exposure to NFTs, and kind of got me thinking like, how can we connect this token to NFTs potentially. So it wasn't until September we minted and launched the Crypto Squirrel Association collection. So there will be 555 total crypto squirrels, and it was I believe the first generative hand-drawn PFP collection on Algorand. I do want to give a shout out to the Stupid Horses, because I think they were minted earlier, but were technically the traits were assigned through like actually rolling dice rather than a script. So I'd like to be able to claim like first generative PFP collection on Algorand, which is pretty cool. And we had a lot of success with our first couple drops. It was kind of when we dropped kind of like concurrently with Algoana, and kind of from there NFTs just kept kind of exploding on Algorand up into the point where we're at today, which is really cool. So we had the NFT, we had we had this token, and we decided to connect the two. You can yield the token by having the squirrel. But, you know, being in the States, we wanted to avoid certain kind of regulatory concerns. So it's not a guaranteed yield. In fact, I think, like, for example, with the Pixel Squirrels, out of 10,000 Pixel Squirrels, there's only 200 winners biweekly. So 2% chance, definitely would not consider that, a guaranteed return by any means. So we kind of, structured it in that way. But we wanted to connect with a whole bunch of these other great projects in the community, not just kind of our own internal projects themselves. So we started the NFTrees program. We have maybe somewhere between 25 and 30 collections in NFTrees, Algoana, Mingo, Flemish Giants, the Puffins now, which we're super excited for. I kind of view the NFT staking as a sophisticated faucet, kind of a fun, unique way to get the Acorn token into circulation, into new wallets, and also kind of build, brand equity for Acorn, and kind of, connect with the cultures of the different NFT projects out there. So it's been really cool. But I think that kind of brings you to the question, okay, you have the NFT, the NFT yields the Acorn, but what do we use the Acorn for? And it's funny because that actually came last, because as I mentioned, back in May 2021, this just started as giving out a community token to some friends was the initial concept, and it kind of snowballed into what it is today. So it was actually the AFK Elephants that inspired me to come up with this this DAP concept that is in full-blown development right now, which will ultimately integrate the Acorn token. So the story behind that is, I minted some AFK Elephants. One of the, from my perspective, one of the most important future utilities is that your AFK Elephant will give you GameFi launchpad access to get into like IDOs of new tokens. And that's something that being in the US, you're unable to participate in an IDO. And I'd imagine there would be a layer of KYC behind that. So I like my elephants. I don't want to sell my elephants, but I'm unable to capture value from that particular utility. So I was thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if I could rent out my elephants, like, for a week when that IDO launchpad is live, and then someone, let's say, in Spain or in the UK or wherever, who is able to drive that utility, maybe someone who doesn't want to pay money for, a mythic level elephant, because those are multiple thousands, but maybe they'd be willing to pay a few hundred to rent it for a week to derive that utility. So I kind of had this idea, wrote up a grant proposal for the Algorand Foundation, and they ended up funding the development of this project. So it's really cool to have their support for the development of Rentalis. So you can actually, I don't know if you want to share it in the chat, but it's Rentalis NFT. That's our Twitter handle. What's that again?
It's
Rentalis. So rental IS, which is Latin for rental, and then NFT at the end. So I think just kind of by word of mouth, we have 99 followers. I'm sure we'll kind of tip that 100 mark on this call. But
I think
it's really
just tipped 100.
There we go. I really have this mentality of kind of delivering before hyping. So that's kind of been, I've been fairly quiet, kind of working on the staff, but I'm doing it full time. We're making some really strong progress. We actually prototyped some things to the Algorand Foundation this morning. So we're making some really good progress there. Excited for some of the features that we have that I think are that make this platform quite unique. And yeah, I mean, there's,
can you go into any of the alpha there? I know it's like you said, you don't want to speak too soon before you build stuff. You're demoing things at the moment, and that's, you've kind of explained the origins. Are there any kind of visions that you have or kind of use cases that you can kind of, medium term kind of ideas where this is headed?
Well, I think so. Maybe just like looking at some, I could maybe dive into one of the more intriguing features, and then also expand on some potential kind of like use cases for the platform. Let's start with the use cases. I already highlighted, AFK Elephant. You have this NFT. You have access to an early launch for buying tokens. So I think, getting some sort of special like access, or if the NFT, if it's a Bored Ape, it allows you, gives you like ticketing into Ape Fest at like NFT NYC. If you have an Algoana egg, it gives you access to the Algoana V1 chat and DAOs. So I think that's kind of a popular utility that people will if they're unable to drive it themselves, or they want to hold on to the asset long term for whatever reason, they'd be able to they'd be able to rent it out to someone who is interested in paying for that. Yield bearing assets, I think, is another huge one. So you can rent out, we'll have bundles. So you could rent out a bundle of, let's say, five 5 Mingo and 3 Yieldlings, and the person who's paying to rent it, so the rentee would be able to, through the duration of that rental, yield shrimp. I like to think of, even going beyond kind of like the art collectible NFTs and looking towards something like Opulus or Lofty as fractionalized like revenue streams. I think there's so much potential there, and it also allows for a lot of game theory between asset owner and or we'll call them the rentor, and then the person paying for the rental or the rentee. Allows people to kind of go long or short on the expectations of future rental income. It allows an asset owner to, maybe get initial liquidity up front if they need that. So there's some sort of kind of like financing applications as well. There's so many kind of unique like use cases and utilities for NFTs. Insurance cards, you could have Arc 19 on an insurance card, and it can it could update with depending on your terms over time. I mean, there's just so many different unique applications, and we're kind of building the smart contract framework to apply to those different use cases. So maybe a little bit of alpha. So one of the most unique features that I haven't seen on really any like NFT rental marketplace, there is kind of a leading one right now on I think like ETH and Polygon called ReNFT, although they're very kind of focused towards metaverse, where I'm kind of looking at like how can we help bridge traditional Web 2 businesses into Web 3 and tokenizing their assets and applying rental frameworks maybe to some of their traditional operations. So one thing that we're doing that's quite unique is a rent to buy feature. So to illustrate, let's say there's a Mingo and it's listed rent to buy for 1200 algo. Let's say I don't have 1200 algo right now, but I'd be willing to pay 100 algo a month, and then until I maybe have enough to just buy the asset out. So what you could do is, let's say you are we'll also have auto renewals, which I think is another unique feature, and it kind of works in tandem with the rent to buy. So let's say the rental cost is 100 algos per month with 12 auto renewal options. So effectively, if you pay 100 algo a month for 12 months, then you would be able to take that NFT home with you. And then what you could also do is, like, let's say you're 4 months in, so you've made 400 algo payments, and then you've benefited from that utility of those Mingos. So you've had access to the popcorn lounge, you've been yielding the shrimp, you've already sunk 400 algo into that contract. At that point in time, if you wanted to just execute your rent to buy option, you would take that 1200 rent to buy price minus that 400 algo that's already been sunk into it, leaving you with kind of like an 800 algo take home price 4 months in. So I think that in itself is kind of a very unique business NFT layaways. But rather than that, rather than building that as a kind of like a separate business, I think that's just like a very powerful feature. It's definitely out of scope of the foundation grant as well. But we're not just building Rentalis to kind of satisfy grant terms. We're building it to be a very legitimate business for the long term.
Awesome. That sounds incredible. I don't know. To me, like you said, there's so many different like use cases that you can just go off and imagine possible in terms of, it allows like a lot of liquidity in terms of NFTs and making them just way more than something that you hold, that one person can hold or swap to someone else or send somewhere else. So I really love that idea. Now, Puffins will be getting like some Acorn, like you said, because we're in the NF trees. Maybe you can go into that a little bit. And I guess my second question will be like, what will the value, maybe you touched on this, maybe I missed it, but what would the value be of having Acorn? So right now, Puffins will be part of this NFT group, which is awesome because it's kind of a, you know, it's certainly like a symbol of what we've become on Algorand, which is like a, you know, respected project that you guys are willing to have us within that group. And so we have to figure out exactly which Puffins, we're talking about that right now in the background, which Puffins, how many Puffins will receive this kind of lucky draw each week, because it's not a security. So it is kind of random which Puffins will receive a certain amount of Acorn. But so you have these Acorns and I guess like one day they'll be useful, but how exactly do you imagine like Acorns being useful in Rentout? So you have this incredible dApp that you're developing, and then you have this token that projects are receiving, or that's within the Algorand ecosystem. How do those things come together in the end?
Yeah, sure thing. So this is where it all comes full circle. This is where, as a project leader, it makes me really happy and proud that what was kind of started on a whim over a year ago, that we are bringing it full circle and we are delivering a very legitimate utility to the token. So if you are all familiar with how the DeFi token works as a platform fee reducer based off of how much DeFi you're holding, we're going to apply a very, very similar concept here, where by holding different thresholds of Acorn, it reduces your platform fees. That's the source of that's I guess one of the two revenue models for Acorn, is just your standard revenue fees. So these numbers are all subject to change, but let's say it's a 5% platform fee. If person A rented person B an NFT for a month for 100, person B basically pays 100 algo up front. Person A gets 95 algo, and then 5%, 5 algo goes to the platform. But if person A holds, I mean, a million will be one of the thresholds. Let's say person A holds a million Acorn. Then instead of incurring a 5% platform fee, maybe their platform fee is 2% or something along those lines. I can't really get into the numbers at this time. So the whole concept is people who have larger amounts of Acorn will receive these platform fee discounts. And it's interesting because if you don't plan on renting a whole lot, well, maybe you're not getting that, you know, the utility out of the tokens. But there's definitely going to be businesses and high volume collectors who will want to use this marketplace frequently, and those are ones that might go ahead and go for. Let's imagine if 10 million Acorn was the highest tier, those are the ones that stash 10 million Acorn. And guess what? There's only a billion Acorn, so it's kind of designed as a mechanism to lock away available for sale supply, because not only do you have to have this Acorn, you have to essentially have staked the Acorn for, once again, just throwing out numbers, but let's say 10 days. So your minimum balance of Acorn in that wallet over the past 10 days is reflects the discount tier that you're in. So hopefully having these different tiers and then also having this kind of soft staking approach, I guess we're kind of hoping that, you know, squeezes a bit on the supply side, and for those who and ultimately provides some sort of I don't want to say value, but makes token holders happy that they're holding some nuts.
Hold on to your nuts, Puffins and squirrels. Yeah, so I guess one thing we forgot to mention was that it is soft staking, right? So soft staking, explain what soft staking is for those who might not know. You can receive these acorns airdropped if you're soft staking your NFT. So what is that exactly?
So I think depending on who you ask, there might be different kind of definitions or even levels of soft staking. Like some might require sending like a zero transaction, but ultimately the assets remain in your wallet. So for the NFTs staking in particular, as long as your NFT is not listed and as long as you're opted into the Acorn ASA, then you are eligible for the biweekly airdrops. So it alternates. 1 week it's the in-house projects, so Crypto Squirrels and Pixel Squirrels, and the next week it's all of the NFTs partners, such as Mingo, Yieldling, and the Puffins now, which we're super excited about.
Cool, exactly. So so you have to soft stake your NFT to be eligible to receive those tokens. And obviously for a project like ours, it's also great when, there's just maybe less supply in the marketplace, or it just encourages holding and less, dumping on the marketplace, which is great. So moving on from the utility of Acorn and the DApp Rentalis, which is awesome. Everyone check that out. I don't know if you pinned a tweet for Rentalis into the spaces, but you're welcome to do that as well. We have Angel here. So maybe Angel, you can talk about what you do and how you came to Algorand and how you started working with Algonuts here and the Acorn token and what you're bringing to the ecosystem.
Oh yeah. Thanks for having me on. And I should actually thank you guys for the introduction. So what we're doing, after we were on Terra, everything happened with that. We decided that we have to be chain agnostic. So the Alliance forms partnerships with all the ecosystems. Anybody in Web3 who's looking to make a social impact with their product, we are here for them. So even with the foundation, we found out that the Puffins were over there. And we love the Puffins, and we've done work in the past with them, and they've done work for us.
Angel, it seems like your connection is cutting in and out.
Of their,
can you?
Hold on a second. Let me take this.
It's cutting in and out, so it's not really listenable. Give her a second to recalibrate. Oh, wow, that's much better. Whatever you did, that was great. Hello, Angel. I'm not sure if I can hear. HR, can you verify that? Is it me or is it Angel?
I can't hear Angel either. I just got kicked out of the spaces a minute ago by Twitter and had to come back, like connection issues. So I'm not sure if
that's just
a everybody issue. I know that Scott's also having some audio issues too. So I guess we'll pause for a few minutes.
Okay.
it might be on Angel's end, but maybe this would be a good time to talk about the Pixel Squirrel side of how what we're doing with charity kind of links up with Angel here.
Yeah, and Angel can speak up whenever they're back. But I'll just say, I think probably what Angel was saying is that they're chain agnostic and they're really supporting charity and supporting, getting donations to good causes across all chains. And so we connected them with Acorns, with the squirrels. And so you can go ahead and talk about that because, on Terra, they were basically onboarding charities to accept UST or to accept Luna, to accept crypto donations. And that's a huge thing because a lot of charities just don't have any ability to accept crypto donations, which is really a pity because there's so many people that would gladly depart with their crypto for a good cause. So Angel's back. and now she's not back. One second. You can, I'll invite her to speak. But yeah, go ahead, Algo. Go ahead and talk about what you guys are doing in terms of conservation and why it makes sense for you to work with Angel.
Yeah, sure thing. So I guess just to start, I want to give a big shout out to the Puffins for kind of making that connect. We you know, kind of in our intro meeting with each other, we share that we both have, you know, a strong interest in having charitable aspects to our projects, and we're connected with Angel, which is exactly what we're looking for help kind of bridging the gap between traditional charities and receiving crypto donations, especially on Algorand. There's definitely a huge there's historically been a disconnect there. We haven't really had, you know, fiat off ramps or anything, and these traditional charities have pretty strict technical requirements when it comes to actually receiving cryptocurrency donations. But we've made a lot of progress there, and Angel can speak to that when the time comes. But just wanted to share a little bit about the Acorn Charity DAO and what we're doing there. So for those who were kind of aware of the Pixel Squirrel Mint, actually minted on the 1 year anniversary of the Acorn token being minted, which was pretty cool. But 10% of the primary sales, and then 100% of royalties. I think this is maybe the first Algo project to do that, is dedicated to an Acorn charity DAO. And the goal is to make our contributions to, I guess, either Algorand governance or to the TVL and DeFi protocols, and to essentially donate yield, kind of keeping this base or foundation of Algo so we can continue to yield, and for the Acorn Charity DAO to be sustainable essentially forever, because we're always able to yield off of it in some way. So by the time we ended up staking for governance, I think over 13,000 algos were in there, maybe another 1,000, 2,000 since, with all of the kind of the Pixel Squirrel secondary sales. Really cool to see. I mean, last time I checked, 3,400 plus secondary sales, definitely the most of any PFP project on Algorand so far. So super kind of happy and proud about that and our lively community. A lot of the stuff is still kind of a work in progress. We had kind of ran into some difficulties with our DAO bot that's been in development. But we're definitely working on that. And the goal is for each Pixel Squirrel to represent a vote over which charity we want to onboard next, which charity we want to donate to, how much we want to donate to that charity, what type of DeFi protocols should we participate in. If we're participating in Algorand governance, do we vote A or B? All of those things and more. We're definitely looking to kind of push towards push the whole Acorn ecosystem further and further towards a path of decentralization and kind of give up governance over a lot of aspects of the project to the community members. So, you know, really excited about how all of that's unfolding. Really proud of the community, the Acorn community that's emerged. Just a lot of high quality, thoughtful people who kind of share this similar vision for Acorn and are excited about it. You know, just it's been a pleasure kind of working with Angel behind the scenes, getting to know each other and working to get things set up to facilitate crypto donations through Algorand. So I know there's been some exciting developments recently. I'm not sure if Angel is able to take the mic, but Angel definitely has more details on that.
Exciting. I hope Angel can take the mic. Are you there, Angel?
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool. You sound great. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we Yeah, no, thank you. I'm sorry that I dropped out earlier. Yeah, it's super encouraging hearing from projects that have partnered with us, because it's rewarding, especially for the communities that are a part of it. Like you said, the Acorn community, it's nice to have, if you're a holder, to have that power and that governance and the ability to see where your money's going. And that's, you know, that's what Web3 philanthropy brings. It brings that transparency, and it brings that the whole decentralization of everybody has a say of where their money and what they're doing and where it's going and who they're helping, and just being able to see all of that and have it come full circle, to have the charities circle back around and say, wow, like we got a donation. So it's pretty awesome. We're so excited to be on all of these ecosystems, and we have ramps that are coming, and it's just super exciting. I actually met with a on and off ramp yesterday who's planning on coming. I don't know if I have the power to say yes or no about this yet, because I'm not sure how, like, if I can drop alpha, but our marketplace is going to be live on Monday, and all of donations can be right from Angel Protocol's website going to charities, helping fund them forever, like the Acorns mentioned.
Just to mention, I think one of the really interesting things that Angel will help projects that want to make charitable donations do is there's actually kind of different endowments that can be set up for different charities. I don't know if you want to expand upon that, but I think that's a very kind of unique thing that Angel is doing. That's a huge value add.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, that's the part of the funding charities forever that makes us super unique. A lot of charities don't have the runway or the runway to have 3, 4, 5 months out. They just don't have the funds. So we're seeking to solve that problem by using endowments and putting that money into a yield source, and the yield is constantly multiplied and given to charities forever. And that a portion of it keeps getting redirected back into the endowment. So we're able to help fund, right now we have 160 charities, more that are on the waiting list, waiting for Monday so they can officially sign up and get on our marketplace. Wow. Yeah, it's so exciting. I'm pretty sure we're going to hit the 200 mark very, very shortly. But the endowments, being able to fund them forever is so awesome, because, you know, you part with your money and you wonder where it's going, but knowing that it's going to be multiplied and given back to a number of charities for money is just pretty incredible. So we're excited to do that. And we do it at no cost to the charity. So the only cost is, like, I think it's like a 2% fee just when you have to take the money into your account. But yeah, no cost to them. So it's a really rewarding thing that we're doing.
So as a project, I mean, one thing that we're always doing with the Puffins is, you know, taking a percentage of our revenue and, you know, of our mints and of anything that we're doing, and at least 10% is going towards a charity. And on Algorand so far, we've made a few Algorand donations with some charities that were able to, you know, that had like a wallet and we would send it there, but don't really know, you know, what's going on. And then, you know, we made a lot of donations in fiat just because a lot of charities like Puffin Nature charities, you know, they don't take any crypto. So like if we're doing a mint, like we're doing this tribute mint, of course, with the Pixel Squirrels, with Algo Squirrels, this week, which is on Friday, Saturday and Sunday. So that's our tribute shuffle. And so we're going to be, shuffling on Algorand. You know, a shuffle is a mint. Well, a mint on Terra is what a shuffle is on Algorand. And we'll be shuffling 200 puffins, which includes 15 rare tribute puffins, which were originally in our they were part of our original collection, but we just didn't release them in the first shuffle because we wanted to make sure that we worked with each project to to make sure that it was okay to release them and to maybe do something special like we're doing right now. So we're going to have that shuffle, and 10% will go to a charity. And so let's say we have that 10% now. What can we do on Angel? Where can we go? Can we go to the marketplace and choose charities to donate in Algorand? Is that going to be, is that what is launching on Monday, that capability, or is that already available? Can people go there now and donate to charities in Algorand?
I think that question was to you, Angel. How are we?
Oh, she's
popped off again. I
think I talked so long that she just was like, I'm out of here.
I have so many questions too about the transition over, because I've got my Galactic Angel that we just moved over to Polygon, and they're, looks like they're launching on Juno. So I'm just excited to hear more about how everybody's building. Oh, looks like she's back. Maybe.
Oh, she requested 1 second. Hopefully she heard something I said. I didn't just talk to a wall.
No,
did you hear anything that I said?
Angel, I heard 99% of it, and then it dropped out.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, so I guess just to rehash, the question was more or less, you know, we have this shuffle coming up. We're going to have 10% of our funds, you know, set aside to donate to a charity. And can we do that through Angel from the marketplace? Is that...
Yep, it'll be...
What's launching on Monday?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yep. As long as the charity... has, we've given them plenty of time. As long as they have set up their Kepler wallet, their button to push on that charity will be live. If they haven't set it up yet, then yeah, you won't be able to. But all the ones that have you'll be able to click on their charity button on our marketplace on Monday.
And how many charities will accept Algorand? Is that all of them will, or is it only ones that have opted into Algorand?
So it's honestly whatever they choose to, they can choose to like swap it in and out if they want. But what I'm not a dev, so I don't know all the dev questions, because everything's been changing in the last few weeks, just getting our marketplace up and going. So I'm not sure exactly what, like all the list of all the currencies that we're accepting. So I don't want to speak to any, you know, any wrong information, but
sure.
Yeah. So the majority, like the main currencies we'll be accepting. I know this one's specific, Algorand, but I know we're in talks. So I believe we will be able to accept Algorand. Might not be immediately on Monday, but very shortly.
Cool. Well, I would definitely say that, you know, there's a lot of people holding Algorand that would love to donate directly through through Angel, and hopefully the Algorand Foundation is listening too.
Yes, we're in talks with them.
Oh, great. Okay, good. So yeah, I feel like it's just a matter of time if it's not on Monday, but that would be awesome to see. You know, just a really quick one-stop shop where all the projects that are donating funds from their revenue streams, they can just go select charities, and they'll be just, you know, I guess if we're in contact with charities too, we can pass them along to you as well. So definitely a great announcement. That's pretty cool to hear. I didn't realize it was coming on Monday, so that's super exciting. So consider this a tribute to Angel as well. And everyone go check out Angel Protocol. I guess, where can they find that? What's the website?
So our website is just angelprotocol.io. If you wanted to check out the Alliance, it's angelalliance.io. So very easy. And you'll see our new a new website is live too. So you can see all of our new animation on that and videos and meet our team.
Cool. Yeah. Great team at Angel. Always been super helpful, super nice, and can't say enough good things about Angel. So cool. Well, maybe we can open it up to the floor. I guess we're almost coming up to an hour. Crazy. If anyone has any questions, feel free to raise your hand, ask Angel or Algo Squirrels or the Puffins. We're here to answer any questions about the shuffle this week, about soft staking your Puffins, about receiving Acorns, about the Rentalis DApp, the DApp that Algo Squirrels are developing, or the marketplace that Angel Alliance is launching on Monday. So any questions are welcome. Feel free to raise your hand and reach out. Anyone? No one yet? All right. Oh, we wanted to also give away a few whitelist spots and a couple of pixel squirrels. So, HR, do you want to draw some random numbers and maybe pull out some names from the chat and maybe note those down so we can get in touch after the after or during, if you have the names now, during the spaces?
Sure thing. Let's see. So we've got 5 whitelist spots and 2 squirrels, correct? So let's do number 12 on my list here. So that's going to be Algobots. That's a project. Algobots, we'll get you a whitelist spot
hey,
if you're down.
Community.
Yay for the community. So send us a DM through the Puffin Twitter and get us your wallet so we can get you on there. Let's do a whitelist spot for ISO, who's on here listening as well. Yeah, I see that one. GMO2, whitelist spot for you as well.
Ding, ding, ding.
Let's do a squirrel for Kenrick. Kenrickfelix.algo. And
squirrel
I'm having
for Kenrick.
Yeah. And we have quite a few in our wallet. So I'm letting people kind of pick one for the time being, since we've got quite a few we've
squirrels.
Picked up. I know there's so many funky ones I've been picking up on secondary.
I don't know how you got made so many. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. The disco ball, and there's like little doctor coats. I love all of it. Okay, so that was what? 3 whitelist spots, 1 squirrel. Let's do a squirrel for Mrs. Fuzzy as well. And then a whitelist spot for Yeo Algo.
DM us all of the winners. Please send us a DM with your wallet
and
remind us what you won, just to double check.
Yeah, I can come back and listen later and write names down.
Yeah.
And then Nearly Mad
remind
X.
Remind us what you won.
Yeah, Nearly Mad X. Let's get you a whitelist spot too. All right, I think that was everybody, or all the spots.
Awesome! Congrats, everyone. If you got a whitelist spot, then that's for the shuffle this weekend. And so you'll be on the whitelist for Saturday, and that's a shuffle price of 100. And you have a good chance of, I guess, a 15% chance of winning a 10 to 15% chance of getting a rare, one of the 15 algo squirrel traits. And then a couple of you won some pixel squirrels. And we're going to give some more pixel squirrels away tomorrow as well. So keep an eye out on our Twitter, because we have a bunch in our wallet that we minted, that we shuffled, and we're going to give a lot of those away. So that's cool. Any questions? Raise your hand. Does anyone have any questions? Feel free to step up. If not, then I guess any final words for this Tribute Week AMA in honor of Algo Squirrels, Acorn, and Angel, I guess, as well? Algonauts, any last thoughts as we head off for the evening for our wine?
Yeah, just super grateful for the opportunity to collaborate with other phenomenal projects and builders in this space. So look forward to continuing to strengthen those relationships. Excited for all that we have coming in the Acorn ecosystem. I think there's so much more that we didn't really get the chance to unpack on the spaces. If you're interested in learning more about Acorn, follow this Twitter. We have a link to the Discord, and that's really where most of the action goes down. I'm pretty active in there, and that's kind of where my main community is housed. So if you have a squirrel, I definitely would suggest hopping in that Discord and verifying that you hold the squirrel so you can get access to our special chats.
Awesome. Yeah, everyone check out the Algo Squirrel Discord, the Acorn Discord, and we'll be in there as well this week, popping in and checking things out as part of our Tribute Week. Angel, any final thoughts before we go tonight?
No, I'm super excited for the shuffle. Yeah, and excited to see the collaboration of all these projects. It's super nice to be a part of something where you know, everyone can work together and do a great cause. Love it.
Cool. Well, on that note, thank you everyone for coming. Yeah, we do have our shuffle this weekend on Saturday. We have a bunch of stuff planned this week, giveaways. We have trivia on Friday, acorn themed questions, all nut themed questions, of course, squirrel themed. How many teeth does a squirrel have? What sound does a squirrel make? You know, these are all questions that are burning. Yeah, it's a great week. It's a great tribute week. We love doing these and, reaching out to other projects and connecting and finding out what's going on. So, thanks everyone for coming and learning more and participate. Check out, Angel, check out Algo Squirrels, and we will see you. Yeah. We'll see you around. Everyone have a great night. A great afternoon. Oh, well, we forgot one
thing. Thanks, everyone.
We forgot to do the puffin. Can't believe we forgot. It's just been so long. We have to do the famous awk. So I'm going to count to three. We're going to leave on an awk. I'm going to count to three. Everyone, you can open your mics or raise your hand to be a speaker or whoever is speaking. We're just going to do a little awk. So let's do it. All right. One, two, three.
Awk!
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Acorn and NF Trees Staking with Algo Nuts and Angel Alliance, hosted by the Poppin' Puffins on Algorand, recorded on Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years off beneath the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handed reports in. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Big thinking energy always gets the best of me. When I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrat, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hit the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines. And I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise. Chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Show me what that thinker do. 2 plus 2. Spaces.